This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Allyn. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host on Tuesdays from 12 noon to 3 o'clock. 12 noon to 1 o'clock West Coast time. And, of course, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock East Coast time, and love to do it. Love to get the love from you. I always give out my email, and I get so many emails from Alex Jones viewers and listeners that it is wonderful and overwhelming at the same time. But I enjoy it because I get all my best ideas from you guys, same as on my national radio show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Same exact thing. Get all my best ideas, WayneRoot@gmail.com. All of you are so smart. The average liberal elitist from an Ivy League school does not believe that any of you are smart. They believe you're dumb and ignorant and sheep who will follow everything they do, but not on the Alex Jones Network, not on InfoWars, not on my show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And so there are exceptions to that rule, and I think 80 million or so Trump voters are the exception to that rule. We are far more educated and in tune with what's going on, our pulse on what's going on, than your typical liberal who has no clue and who believes the election was not stolen, who believes everything was copacetic, everything was great, who believes the vaccines are wonderful and fantastic, and now that they've worked out so well, we got to give them to little kids. Liberals are ignorant, moronic sheep who are killing themselves. But I'm shocked every day. Otherwise, I'd be smug about it. And I'd say, let the liberals kill themselves. We tried to warn them. We tried to help them. I never, ever, ever tried to make them die. It's liberals making liberals die. And I tried to warn them and educate them. But they wouldn't listen. But so normally I'd say, okay, no problem. We're going to live. They're going to die. No, that's not the case. Because so many Republicans, including fans of mine, have taken the jab, taken the COVID vaccine against my best judgment and wisdom and attempts to empower them and educate them. They still took the vaccine, falls into two camps. About half of them say, Wayne, I love you. I listen to you every day, but I had to take the vaccine or I could not have kept my job and I've got to pay my mortgage and I can't become homeless after I've worked my whole life, or I got to keep my pension and my job. And then the other half say, I didn't have to take it, but my doctor said I had to take it. My doctor said I'll die if I don't take it. My doctor said I'm a fool if I don't take it. My doctor said I'll give my mother COVID if I don't take it and kill her. I'll give my children will give me COVID and kill me if I don't take it. So I took it, okay, against my best judgment. I took it. I knew what you said, Wayne, but I took it. Amazing how two groups fall into that category. And I've got news for you on this show today that is so big, so scary, so incredible over COVID vaccines that I will spend most of the show talking about the latest studies that are out that will just blow you away. And if you took the vaccine, you're going to be very upset. And if you didn't take the vaccine, you're going to be very relieved that you didn't take it, because I've got big news coming up today. Some other things I want to talk about. Biden has destroyed America on purpose. It is the intentional, purposeful destruction of America, not by Joe Biden. He's a brain-dead zombie puppet. With dementia, doesn't even know where he is and has diapers on. He goes poo-poo in his pants in the basement of the White House with a mask on. By the way, that's one of the few uses of a mask that makes sense. If you're going to go poo-poo in your pants, phew, I'm glad you got a mask on, right? Otherwise, you'd smell it. So everyone around Biden has to wear masks. Starts to make more sense now when you know what he's really like. But so it's not Biden. It's the people around him, his handlers, his order givers, not order takers, order givers. Keep in mind, whenever he's talking, someone tells him to stop talking, including the Easter Bunny at one point on the lawn of the White House told him to stop talking. I think Obama was in that Easter Bunny outfit. Somebody's giving orders to Obama. Someone tells him to stop to Biden. Someone tells him to stop talking. That's the real person with power. That's the real president of the United States. And it's probably a combination of Obama and George Soros and Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party and a little assist to the Mexican drug cartel who don't give us orders. They're just in partnership with the Democrat Party to keep the border open so they continue to make billions of dollars a day. You don't think they're giving 5 or 10% as a finder's fee to the Democrat Party and every Democrat candidate and the Biden crime family? Of course they are. That's the story. All of us under the power of the Chinese Communist government and many other bad globalists. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com is the website, and you can reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I was just mentioning in the opening segment how much I enjoy hearing from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is where it all starts. That's my website. It's got my video commentaries, my written commentaries, my audio podcasts, my video podcasts, my video shows and commentaries, and also my national radio show starts right there at RootForAmerica.com. If it's not carried in your area by your conservative talk show station, just listen online on your computer, on your laptop, or, of course, on your phone, and you can listen right at RootForAmerica.com. That's where you connect with USA Radio and listen to my show. Or you can grab your phone, my trusty iPhone here, and you can listen on Odyssey, the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, I believe is how it's spelled, Odyssey. 40 million Americans stream radio shows on Odyssey. It's number one in the world for streaming radio, and they now carry my show. So there's several ways to listen. And don't forget my book. I want to mention my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, by Wayne Allyn Root and my great co-author, Nikki Ballou. This book could change the course of America because more and more people are starting to admit. I wrote this a year ago, and it came out like 6 months ago, and now everyone's starting to admit you got to go after Disney, you got to go after Target, you got to go after this company, you got to go after that company. I created the list of the 116 most woke companies in America who are screwing over conservatives and spitting in our face and disrespecting us and offending us, and the name of their CEOs. I did tons of research, got their board of directors, and all the contact information to go after them, and they're all in this book. And every day, a new company spits in our face and offends conservatives and says, we don't need you, well, we're making them rich. And I always go look up in the back. Hey, did I include them in this list? And it's always on the list, always. I haven't missed once. I'm amazed at how good I really am. Every company that I see that offends us was on the list I created with Nikki Ballou a year ago. So good job, Nikki. Good job, Wayne Allyn Root. Little pat on the back. What did Muhammad Ali say? It ain't bragging if you can back it up. So what's coming up? July 4th. And by the way, I'm taking a little holiday on July 4th, so I will miss one show here with Alex Jones and InfoWars, but I am taking a holiday to beautiful Park City, Utah, one of my favorite places in the world and probably the reddest state in America, Utah. And I love Park City. I love the mountains and the mountain air and the sunshine in the summer. Every day, a perfect 75 degrees and sunny. And while I'm there, I'll be there for July 4th. I'll see the great parade, one of the best small-town parades in America, if not the best, including a military flyover. And I'll have a barbecue, and I will see the prices, how high they've gone. Average American 4th of July cookout up 17% over 2021. 17%. So let's round off. Food prices up 20% over a year ago. Just what I've said and argued for so long now. Inflation is right about 20% or higher, right? Gasoline is up like 65%. Food is up 20%, all the way up to 30%, depending on what you're buying. And so inflation isn't 8.5%, which scares everybody. It's 20%, which should really scare you. That's how bad things are. And it's got nothing to do with Russia. Well, I'm misstating. It's got a little bit to do with Russia, but of course we shouldn't be involved in the Ukraine-Russian conflict at all. And then we wouldn't have the problems we do. But It's got very little to do with Russia. Not nothing. This war certainly has some effects, and our sanctions on Russia have some effects, all caused by Joe Biden's incompetence and weakness and fecklessness. But the reality is, Joe Biden did this to us, and it's purposeful. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Wow, I had it next in line. I'm good. CNN analyst suggests inflation is needed to achieve the green agenda. So let me go back to what I've been teaching for 30 years. Of course, I've only been on radio for national radio for 7 years, and I was on Newsmax TV with my own show, number one show in primetime, for 3 years, number one primetime position at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV. So I've been teaching for 7 years on radio and TV, but before that, I was always a huge conservative Republican as well, and I taught as many people as I could online and in person. And in my books, I've written 15 books. Number 16 will be out in September, the great Patriot Boycott book, showing you all the companies to buy from. That'll be out in September, my 16th book. But having said that, I've always thought that when I attended Columbia University, and I've said this on this show before, but it needs repeating. It really does. When I was at Columbia University, we were taught a plan to destroy America and destroy the middle class. And the goal of the plan was to overwhelm the system with debt. Everyone should be on welfare and collecting government checks. The system was called Cloward Piven, and they wanted to get everybody on welfare and overwhelm the system with debt, and the system collapses, America's economic system collapses, and all the business owners go under because the system's collapsing, because if the middle class is going broke and they need government help, then they're the consumers. And so the small businesses all go under, and they make the contributions to the Republican Party and to conservative causes, so they go under, and all that's wiped out, and we become a one-party country, Democrat only, i.e. socialist, Marxist, communist scumbags. And number two, when the system's overwhelmed, everyone's on welfare, and we become a socialist nation, with the whole world in America depending on welfare and food stamps and disability checks and 1,000 other government programs. So that's what I learned at Columbia. That's what's going on. The only thing is there's been two updates. They couldn't figure out how to get everybody on welfare. So there's two ways they're doing it now. I used to say there's one new way. It's open borders. If you open the borders and let the whole world in, you change the demographics of America. You let the whole world in and you change the demographics. And the people who come in are all on welfare, and they want and they need and want and require welfare from cradle to grave, and it's millions of them. And the way it looks now over the next, if Biden gets to stay in office till 2024, it'll be tens of millions, okay? It might be 20 million illegal aliens that get in over the next 4 years. You know, the first 2 years of Biden and the next 2 years of Biden could be 20 million. Maybe he'll open the gates and let even more in, and it'll be 30 or 40 million new illegal aliens who all require cradle to grave welfare. That's Cloward Piven. The whole country will be on welfare, but they weren't able in all these years since I graduated Columbia University in 1983 with my classmate Barack Obama, who was never there. But that's another story in and of itself for another day. Obama claims to have graduated the same day as me. He was in the program at Columbia on the same day as me, three people away from me, Obama and Root, O and R, right next to each other. So I was three away from Obama on the official program graduating Columbia, but he was never seen there by anyone. But assume he picked up this Cloward Piven plan from, you know, either showing up at class once or twice or from, you know, communist friends sitting in for him while he didn't go to Columbia and giving him notes. He knows the Cloward Piven plan. He's carrying it out now. It's the Biden administration. It's Obama in charge, Biden as the stupid zombie puppet frontman with dementia. So Cloward Piven is happening now, and open borders is the official way now to make Cloward Piven work, except they've added another one, inflation. Inflation's even better because everything you do is destroyed by 20% or more, 30% or more, 60% or more gasoline, home heating fuel, natural gas in your house, gas you pump into your car, all your groceries, all your rental of your home, all your mortgages on a more expensive home. Now gigantic interest rates, your mortgage doubles. The mortgages are double what they were just a few months ago. So the disaster befalling America, inflation on everything, that's the worst in the history of America. I'm putting my reputation on the line. This is the worst inflation we've ever seen in the history of America. There's never been anything like it's 20 to 30%, and in some cases, much higher than that. So that will erode your savings and kill the economy and cost you your jobs, and all the middle class will go bankrupt, and all the consumers will go bankrupt, and all the small businesses they buy from will go bankrupt, and the whole country will be on government welfare. So between the open border and inflation, and in particular high gas prices, which affects not only you driving to work and going to get groceries, but every product sold in the store brought by a truck, which is every product, and all the truckers across America, disaster. And not only the prices to the roof, but there is no diesel fuel on the East Coast of the United States. Truckers have run out of gas. Disaster. So all of this is leading to Cloward Piven's end of America and end of capitalism. That's what's happening. When I get back, I will expand or expound on what's happening with COVID, the latest studies of the COVID vaccine that will knock your socks off. You're not going to believe what's out there, how bad the COVID vaccine is, and how the media has completely 100% covered it up, whitewashed it, and literally blacked it out. Wayne Allyn-Root. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
InfoWars, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host every Tuesday. Some call me the smiling assassin. See, on the radio, you can't see it. But on TV, you can see it as I stick the knife into the liberals and twirl it in their gut by destroying them with facts. They hate facts. I'm smiling. I'm always smiling while I assassinate your lies. And so, fantastic stuff to give you on this show tonight or today. I'm going to tell you about all the new COVID studies that are out. I'll get to that in just a few minutes. A couple of things I want to talk about. First of all, the nerve center of my entire Wayne Root business and mini empire is rootforamerica.com. Everything you need to hear about from Wayne Root, my commentaries written, my commentaries video, my commentaries audio, my podcast video, my video commentaries, and of course, my actual national radio show, 3 hours a day, every day, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 p.m. Central, 3 to 6 p.m. West Coast time. You get it at Root for America. You go to Root for America and you click at the top and it says listen live now, and boom, you're on my radio show. So there it is. Boom, you're on my radio show, rootforamerica.com, and you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'm very proud that last Monday, so the day before I came on here, last Monday, I had an interview with President Trump, and a lot of people are starting to recognize that my interviews are very special, because we're not, you know, it's not like I'm a journalist interviewing the president or the ex-president. I think he's the president, legitimate president, but we'll call him the former president for now, former and future president. But also, people are starting to notice that I get more interviews than anyone in the country and that they're always like listening to two old friends talking. And the result is he lets his guard down a little bit and talks to me about things and says things no one else gets out of him. And so we get headlines every single time there's a media firestorm with headlines all across the globe. By the way, if you want to watch that interview, I've got the video of the interview up at rootforamerica.com, my website. And it'll say the President Trump interview. I think it's on the front page right at the top. If it's not, at the very top's a menu bar. Click on videos, and it's the top video, the Wayne Root interview with President Trump. And watch the whole thing in its entirety. But there's quite a few things that happened since I saw you last Tuesday. First of all, the interview was sponsored by my great friend Kip Herridge, who's one of the great Wall Street gurus in America with a Wall Street newsletter online called VRAinsider.com. And he sponsored, in other words, he paid for the interview with President Trump. It cost money for me to have the film crew to film it. He paid for all that. In return, he wanted one thing from me. He wanted me to put it up. He wanted the ability to put it up, the interview, on his YouTube page 1 hour before I put it out to my entire database and at my website and to the whole world at conservative websites. He wanted a 1 hour head start where his fans and newsletter subscribers would get to see it first. I said, great. That sounds like a fair deal to me. So he puts it up on YouTube, I think on Thursday. So that was after my Alex Jones guest hosting last Tuesday. Thursday morning, he puts it up because I had it edited on Wednesday, and I got it Wednesday night late, and on Thursday, he puts it up. YouTube removes it within minutes. He has no access to his YouTube page, and he finds out he's banned for life by YouTube. That's it. Banned. Banned by YouTube for an interview with the president by Wayne Alla Root. Now, you tell me that I'm wrong, that this is a communist attack on the United States. What do I educate people on every day? The difference between socialism and communism. Socialism is the economic system of communism. So don't tell me socialism is different than communism. It's the economic system of communism. And communism is the political system where you jail your opponents. That's the January 6th protesters rotting away in jail in solitary, basically for doing nothing except peacefully protesting. And at the worst, they wandered onto Capitol property, which might be trespassing. But being that a cop said, come on in, or multiple cops said, come on in, it's not even trespassing. They did nothing. And murderers are let out by George Soros' DAs in every big city in America. The instant after they're arrested, murderers and people try and kill cops and people who mug people and people who assault people and people leave you with bleeding on the ground with your brain hanging out of your head. So you live. It's not murder, but your brain dead the rest of your life. They're let out right away. But if you were at the peaceful protest on January 6th, then you're in jail for months or years without bail in solitary confinement. If that doesn't sound like communism, I don't know what does. How about the January 6th trials itself? Those congressional hearings, I should say. They're like a communist show trial. Only one side presented, no other side presented. Only happens that way in a communist country. How about the arrest of Peter Navarro, communist country? How about what I said in my interview with President Trump? Soon, I expect them to walk into Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's amazing home, the most expensive and coolest place in the world, Shangri-La. And I expect them to march him out in handcuffs and leg irons. They're going to indict and arrest President Trump. It's sick. They put Peter Navarro in shackles. It's sick. This is communism at its finest. This is the definition of communism. So it's really not socialism. It's the socialist economic system they're pushing on us. And it's tied together with the communist political system of going after your opponents and trying to destroy them, take their jobs away, take their conservative talk shows away, take all their advertising away like they've done to people like Alex Jones. It's just a disaster. Hold on one second. I don't know why my computer just came on. I guess it heard me talking and it liked what I had to say. So this is where I get all my work done, by the way. It's both my home TV studio, radio studio where I do my national radio show, but it's also my actual place of work where I get so much work done. And I've got multiple computer screens here, and I'm always looking at all the news. I've got it set up, so I've got laptop here, and I've got my iPhone here, and I've got my computer there, and I've got another computer there, and another computer behind that one, and all of it so I can watch 5 news sites simultaneously at the same time, TV in the background so I can watch what's going on say, Fox News or Newsmax, or, of course, my favorite, InfoWars. So, you know, these are all the ways I stay in tune, so, you know, my pulse is on what's going on, and I could talk to all of you. But this is communism at its finest. It's terrible. And the point I was trying to make is it's bad what's happening to us. And the fact that criminals are taking over big cities and the crime is rampaging, and yet all they have to do, the big shots in Silicon Valley and social media, is to ban my interview with the President of the United States. And by the way, the same type of people that banned me from Twitter and shadow banned me at Facebook and nothing gets through, and now have banned at YouTube my interview with the President, those same type of people allow Ahmadinejad of Iran, you know, all the terrorist dictators who run Muslim countries and kill their opponents and drop gays off of roofs and stone gays to death and pour acid in the face of little girls that want to go to school. All those Muslim leaders are allowed to be on Twitter and Facebook without banning, without shadow banning, and interviews with them are fine, but interview the President of the United States. So what does that tell you? This is my last point. What does that tell you? I've seen more stories this week that DeSantis is now better than Trump and he'll get the nomination. Piers Morgan, who's another globalist, liberal, idiot, gun grabber from England, has an editorial today in the New York Post saying that it's time to say goodbye to Trump and say hello to the new Ron, not Ron Reagan, Ron DeSantis. Does that tell you anything? I'm going to give you a diatribe about that when I get back, and then it's time to go over all the COVID statistics. But I'm just warning you, when the media is feeding you a steady diet, no Trump, no Trump, no Trump, and the Democrats want to arrest Trump, 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 and everyone's saying DeSantis is better, it's because they fear one person, Donald J. Trump. Stick with him. We'll be right back.
The
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like In-Game, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted, at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne El Root back live, not on Memorex, live right now, this moment on Tuesday, hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, 12 noon West Coast time on Tuesdays, 3 p.m. East Coast time. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And my book, The Great Patriot Protest, the Boycott Book. A couple of emails I want to read you that came during the break. One of them doesn't want his name used, but he says the reason that everyone, the media, the Democrats, everyone fears Trump, Wayne, is because Trump
doesn't fear them. He's the only one that doesn't care. He's a billionaire. There's nothing they can do to a billionaire. Screw you. He's got all the money in the world to hire the best legal teams. And yes, they'll bother him and hound him to death for the rest of his life. But he doesn't give a damn. Screw you. He gives them their middle finger. Good point. And then Chris says about the DNC cartel, the Democrat National Committee cartel. He heard me speaking just now about the Mexican drug cartels owning the Biden administration as well as the Chinese Communist Party. Because, look, common sense says nobody would keep the border open like this unless someone's making trillions of dollars and giving billions to the Democrat Party in bribes in offshore bank accounts. So it's very obvious that the payoffs are monstrous, just a small little percent of what the Mexican drug cartel makes every day. As long as Biden keeps that border open is enough to pay off every Democrat running for office in the whole America, you know, with billions of dollars for the rest of all time. But here's what Chris says. Wayne, you're absolutely correct on how the Mexican drug cartels are tied into the DNC. And Alex Jones has touched on this topic many times. See, I did not know that. With the border being wide open, the narcotics trafficking, child smuggling, sex trafficking, all at all-time highs, all the banks like B of A are laundering the cartel money. Let me state, this is an opinion show. It's his opinion, Chris's, and my opinion. These are opinions only. But the banks are laundering cartel money, always were and likely still are. Also, sanctuary cities protecting illegals, protecting them from all the shootings and the DUIs and the murders. Tip-offs of ICE raids by Democrat politicians, probable assassination contracts, people refuting Trump's claim of MS-13 being animals. Can you imagine refuting that? And, of course, the Cloward-Piven plan from decades ago. Put it all together. Keep smiling, Wayne, and verbally killing the left. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. So here was the second point I wanted to make. Time keeps running out on me on this show, and I'm not even getting to the important COVID information, but I swear to you, I will get to a lot of it. But since I did that interview, and it was banned on YouTube with President Trump, and shadow banned on Facebook so no one could see it, and no one could see it on Twitter because I was banned from Twitter for life until Elon Musk takes over. I'm still banned from Twitter. So, you know, they're trying to limit our ability to speak and to reach people. They don't want free speech. They don't want our message getting out. They don't want not only my good message, but if people watch me and Trump and decide they like us, then that's a strike against Democrats and strike against the media. So they don't want anyone watching because they're afraid you might actually like it and everything we say might make sense to you. Okay, but what I want to point out is there have been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles in the last 48 hours all over the United States about my interview with President Trump and how I asked him whether he would run for Speaker of the House. And that, why would you ever endorse Kevin McCarthy, who I call Milquetoast McCarthy, because he's not terrible. He just is weak and cowardly and gets nothing done, and he's not on any one side. He's kind of in the middle, and you know what my favorite saying in life is? There's only one thing in the middle of the road, roadkill. You're either a conservative and a capitalist, or you're a communist. There's nothing in the middle in American politics anymore. If you're in the middle, you're a moron, and you're going to get run over by a road greater, your roadkill. So that's Milquetoast McCarthy. And I said, Trump, why would you, President Trump, why would you endorse him? And he said, I didn't. I said, you endorsed him for Speaker of the House again. No, I didn't, he said in my interview. I did not. I never did it. I endorsed him for re-election to his House seat, not as Speaker of the House. Don't you think that's significant and telling? Of course it is. So last week I told you about it on Tuesday because the interview was on Monday. Well, it made news. They finally caught up with it yesterday and this morning. And I get a Google alert every time my name is mentioned in a national story. And I got hundreds and hundreds of them yesterday and today, especially liberal media, Daily Kos, Mediate, Huffington Post. They all did stories on Wayne Allyn Root interviewing President Trump and literally getting out of him that Trump may in fact want to be House Speaker. At least he's seriously thinking about it. And when Wayne followed up with, no, I didn't endorse McCarthy, Wayne followed up by saying, well, how about running for Speaker then? And then Trump said, that's for you and I to have a private conversation at a later date. All of them commented on that, how important that sounds, like maybe Trump's really considering it. They're scared to death of Trump. So now let me explain to you why they're scared to death of Trump. Because as this person sent that note to me, he's 100% on the money. Trump isn't scared of them. He's the only one that has no fear of them. You know, I get the biggest names on my national radio show. I had President Trump last week. I had just yesterday the former Secretary of State and head of the CIA was on my show. God, I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why. He's one of my favorite people. You got the name? Pompeo. Mike Pompeo. Thank you, Petar. Very good. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State, former congressman, and mostly known as Secretary of State under President Trump, was on my show yesterday, and he's a future Republican presidential candidate, Mike Pompeo. I've got on my show, literally, I believe in the next day or two, I've got Dr. Oz. I've got Eric Greitens running for U.S. Senate, former governor of Missouri, who I think is a great candidate, put out a video yesterday saying, we're going rhino hunting, and the world exploded. He's threatening to murder liberals. No, he's not. He's going rhino hunting. It was tongue-in-cheek. It was funny. Liberals have no sense of humor. Establishment Republicans have no sense of humor. They're scared that we're coming after them. You know what rhino hunting means? It doesn't mean we're going to kill you. No Republican ever kills anybody physically. We don't kill people, but it does mean we're going to kill your political career. So I love Eric Greitens, another great guy. And so he's on my show, and I've got Marco Rubio on my show today. Most of those guys are moderate kind of rhino Republicans I just named. And yet, I get him on my show, and I talk about important issues, and I press him hard, and I'll debate with him a little bit, and I get important answers out of him. So I've got a pretty important show. And I said yesterday in a rant on my show that because nobody now wants Trump in the media so badly, they don't want him to run again, and because the January 6th committee in Congress claims they're getting ready to indict him, and because the DOJ and the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, you know, claims in a not so subtle hint that he's getting ready to indict him, if Trump was really as bad as liberals claim he is, they'd want him to run. He'd be easy pickings. They'd win in 2024 by a landslide. But they know that Trump is not afraid of them, and he's going to run a vicious campaign because now he learned from the last one that even holding back a little doesn't work with these people. You give them an inch, they want a mile. Now you got to just go after them and take them out. And again, I don't mean physically. I don't mean kill them. I mean politically kill them. I mean just no holds barred. Call them what they are. Communist, radical, traitor, scumbags. And Trump will do it, and they know he'll do it. And tell them this isn't because Biden's dumb. This is a plan to destroy the United States, and you guys are treasonous, and we're going to indict you when I'm elected. And when we indict you, you'll be on trial for treason, and you'll spend the rest of your life in Guantanamo. Only Trump would say things like that. If DeSantis scared them, they wouldn't want DeSantis. I love DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. And I think he'll make a great president in 2028. But obviously the reason I think Trump makes the best president for us in 2024 is because they're so scared of him and they don't want him. That proves he's the right guy. And I think the way to achieve that is my idea, which I was the original guy who came up with the idea. Trump admits I was the first. He should become House Speaker. Then he eliminates DeSantis and Mike Pompeo and all the people at Mike Ted Cruz who might potentially run against him, because he becomes the number one talking point in America for 2 years leading up to the presidential election. And Trump is in every news spin cycle, and all any liberal could talk about all day long is Trump, 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 Trump. And then there's the offshoot. You know, it's possible his investigation digs up enough treasonous dirt on Biden and Kamala that we impeach him and Trump could become president of the United States, third in line as House Speaker. So that's the long shot, but it could happen, and it could only happen if Trump is the House Speaker. Those are my reasons, and Trump is the guy, even though I disagree with him on vaccines vehemently. Other than that, he's the greatest guy, and Democrats fear him for a reason. We need him. Stick with Trump. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The roof's on fire here on InfoWars, guest hosting for Alex Jones on Tuesday afternoons, and it's a great honor to do so. Thank you, Alex. So, I've got a lot to say about COVID, and I saved it for just the last segment with about, 8 minutes to go, 9 minutes to go. I'll try and get as much as I can. First of all, over 10,000 flights were canceled over the weekend. It's travel chaos. It's travel hell. It's a disaster for anyone who's traveling by airplane. And then I saw yesterday, Monday, 3,000 flights were delayed or canceled on a weekday, Monday. So this is happening every day now, not only every weekend, but every day. And no one wants to tell you why. And I was going to tell you, it's my opinion, but it's a very educated opinion, that this is all COVID vaccine related. First of all, there are pilots that are now admitting many pilots are dead and many pilots are sick or gravely ill and sick. Crippled, disabled, can never fly again. Massive heart attacks and strokes. Bad cancer. All since the advent of forcing them to take the COVID vaccine. Number two, and that's not just pilots, it's flight crews getting sick. So even if you have the pilots, if there aren't enough flight attendants, then you can't take off. If there aren't enough ground crew, you can't take off. So between the pilots and the flight crew, the injuries from the COVID vaccine, the deaths from the COVID vaccine, and of course the big one that's come out, study after study shows the COVID vaccine damages your immune system, so you're much more likely to get COVID again and again and again. And any cold that comes along could give you a life-destroying cold. Not just a cold, but rather something that could kill you is what I'm trying to say. Because your immune system is so weak that normally it would be a little cold, but instead you have no immune system anymore. It's like having AIDS, except it's called VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So many pilots and flight crews are out with COVID right now. Matter of fact, I know a lot of people with COVID. Everyone I know with COVID is vaccinated, triple vaccinated. And all the studies show you're twice as likely to get COVID if you're vaccinated than if you're not. So when you talk about what's going on, this flight disaster in America, it's COVID related. And then finally, the real answer is maybe 5 or 10% are dead or sick. And the real, and maybe the ones who have COVID, who have been COVID vaccinated, is another 5%. And that's enough to cause nationwide problems. But the real issue is maybe 30% of all pilots quit or were fired because they didn't want to take the COVID vaccine. That's the real issue here, separate from those who are sick and now can never fly again. So the disaster we've got in the air that Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I call him Mayor Pete Butthead because he's got a butt where his brain should be. He's a brainless moron who got his job just because he's gay. You know, and I'm not anti-gay. I've always been pro-gay. But if you give a person a job because they're a woman, because they're black, because they're gay, without checking on whether they're qualified, that's the downfall of America. And this guy, Mayor Pete, was the mayor of a small town who decided to run for president with one qualification. I'm gay! And then he became Treasury Secretary because I'm gay. I'm sorry, but that's not a qualification to run America's transportation. But his flight got canceled this weekend. So all of a sudden, the most clueless human being that ever lived, who never noticed that thousands of flights are being canceled every weekend, suddenly he woke up from his slumber and he just, you know, from breastfeeding his baby. And because he took off for 3 months so him and his husband could breastfeed their baby. He woke up from his breastfeeding slumber and realized there's a problem. And now he's threatening the airlines that he's going to fine them or maybe jail time or close them down if they don't hire more pilots and flight crews. Wait a minute. It was the federal government that ordered them all to make everyone get vaccinated or fire them. So then when they fired them or they quit over that threat, now they have no employees. And you know why there's a nationwide problem finding employees? Because there's no one to fill those roles. There are no new pilots. There are no new flight crews. Nobody's working. There's millions and millions of unfilled jobs. I think about 15 million unfilled jobs, the most in history. Because either they're sick and disabled from the COVID vaccine, or they're dead from the COVID vaccine, or, and that's 5% again, or 99% of the problem is they won't take a job where you're required to get a COVID vaccine. Millions of Americans are smart enough to figure out that if you're going to demand I get a COVID vaccine, I don't want your job. No amount of money's worth my life. So there's no cavalry coming to the rescue, not just for airlines, but for all the missing jobs in the United States of America. There's no one at restaurants. There's no one to fill any openings in any company that has job postings. There is no one. It's all the COVID vaccine. Now let me read you the story. I'm losing my voice here because I talk so much every day. Here's the explosive story I wanted you to hear. Death claims up $6 billion. The fifth largest life insurance company in America is called Lincoln National. And they paid out 163% more for working age deaths in the year 2021 after the COVID vaccines came out. The numbers are massive. Lincoln National is the fifth largest life insurance carrier in America. They reported a massive 163% increase in death benefits just in 2021. Last year, they paid out an astounding $1.45 billion That compared in 2020 with $548 billion. So triple the money just about was paid out. $500 million in 2019 they paid out. $548 million in 2020. $1.45 billion in 2021. Now let's think about this for a minute. What happened in 2020? COVID. Didn't supposedly a million Americans die from COVID? And according to Biden, Trump handled it all wrong. And that caused lots of people to die, even though I kept arguing they're not dying from COVID, they're dying from cancer and heart disease and a thousand other things. They're dying with COVID, not from COVID. But if a million people died, wouldn't they have given out much more money in 2020? Why 2021? And the answer is in 2021, the vaccines were introduced into America. And the life insurance die-off was tremendous. And it's continuing this year. Now, Ed Dowd is someone who's a guest on my show a lot. Brilliant guy. Former manager of, I think, $16 billion in his fund at BlackRock. And Ed Dowd speaks to life insurance executives every day. And he's the one that broke the story a few months ago and came on my show to talk about it, that deaths are up the most in the history of life insurance. And all the life insurance companies are panicking. It's horrible. And he said the ones he spoke to, the deaths were up 40%. 40%. And so here deaths are up a staggering 164%. And based on the amount the average person has in life insurance, this article estimates that that's more than 20,000 people extra who died in 1 year after the COVID vaccine came out for just one life insurance company. Incredible numbers. And the claims are up $6 billion, up 163%. People are dying in record numbers, folks. Young people are dying in record numbers. You know how I feel about Justin Bieber's face paralysis. It's a form of shingles. What's a side effect of the COVID vaccine? Shingles and facial paralysis. His wife's 26 years old, Justin Bieber. She had a mini stroke after, of course, she was vaccinated. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know their case. I just know something's wrong. And I just know 26-year-olds don't have strokes. And here's some more stats you want to know. Silicon Valley entrepreneur Steve Kirsch has detailed the key findings from his survey about COVID vaccine. 20% of the respondents reported they were vaccine injured. The 20% number is remarkable. 30% of the households have a vaccine injured person in them. 45% of extended families have a vaccine injured person. In 87% of the cases where there is a vaccine injury, there was either a doctor visit or a hospital stay or both. 54% of those injured by the COVID vaccine are still seriously impacted today. 45% of the vaccine injured said it would shorten their lifespan. And 41% of the injured are unable to hold a job. That's why there's 10,000 flights canceled every weekend. That's why there were 3,000 flights canceled yesterday. That's why there's a massive shortage of workers in the United States of America. The chickens are coming home to roost. The COVID vaccine is a killer. I'm Wade Allyn Root. Root for America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.